The governor of Texas, Rick Perry, has pushed back against allegations that he misused the power of his office. Mr. Perry's been indicted on charges that he tried to pressure the Austin district attorney into resigning by threatening to veto some of her office's funding if she did not resign after being arrested for drunk driving. The governor says that under state law, he can veto what he wants to. NPR's Wade Goodman reports on whether the charges will hold up.
The day he was booked, Rick Perry gave a big smile for his mugshot, which was then printed up on T-shirts to demonstrate just what a farce the indictment was. In a press conference, the scorn dripped from Perry's voice as he took up the sword, defender not of himself, but of the state's constitution.
We don't settle political differences with indictments in this country. It is outrageous that some would use partisan political theatrics to rip away at the very fabric of our state's constitution.
Perry has fired up his base, but like it or not, his future will be decided not in the court of public opinion, but inside the Texas legal system. So after an initial week-long artillery volley, Tony Busby, Perry's lead lawyer, is taking a softer tone.
You know, I think that we're taking it seriously and we're going to defend it in court. We're going to be careful about not attempting to try the case in the press, but I think it raises very serious constitutional issues. It raises issues with regard to the constitutional right of the governor to veto legislation.
The case revolves around Perry's attempt to oust the Travis County District Attorney, Rosemary Lemberg, after she had an embarrassing drunk driving conviction. At the time, Lemberg's public integrity unit was in the middle of a corruption investigation involving a state agency near to Perry's heart. The Cancer Prevention Research Institute of Texas hands out billions of dollars in state grants to recruit cancer research and biotech companies to Texas. But the agency was accused of doling out grants to companies whose owners were better known for giving campaign contributions to Rick Perry and Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott. And that's why when Perry said he'd veto the public integrity unit's budget if Lemberg didn't resign immediately, it raised a few eyebrows. After all, the governor would have picked a replacement. And so it all played out. Lemberg did refuse to resign, and Rick Perry did veto her budget. And those are the actions that brought the indictment, coercion of a public official. But the governor's lawyers argue it doesn't matter what Perry threatened or when he threatened it. If he wants to veto the PIU's budget, that's it. He gets to. It's an appropriation. He's the governor. Tony Busby.
To suggest that if he says something before the veto versus after it, that that's coercion, is criminalizing something that the governor is frankly required to do under the Constitution.
Where do you draw the line between permissible influence and illegal coercion of a public official? Is there one? Retired state judge John Crusoe believes there is a line, and that Perry may have crossed it when he both made his veto threats to Rosemary Lemberg and then carried them out.
For example, had he never said anything at all about her, about her DWI, and just vetoed that particular legislation for the funds, you and I wouldn't be having this conversation right now.
For Crusoe, Perry's threat raises the question of coercion. Not that it necessarily was, but Crusoe thinks a Texas jury should hear the case. But over at SMU, criminal law professor Chris Jenks thinks there's a chance the case may never even get to trial.
I believe that a Texas court likely wants nothing to do with this case for a variety of reasons. This case represents separation of powers issues. I do think there is both free speech and a constitutionally overbroad statute.
Earlier this week, lawyers for the governor filed a writ arguing the charges are unconstitutional and asking for them to be dismissed. A judge is expected to rule on that application in the next few weeks. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.